This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. This is Barry Shore, and you have tuned in purposely for The Joy of Living. That's right. This is the radio show, the podcast that you wait for every week, The Joy of Living, because the joy of living exists for one reason only. You. Y-O-U. E-W-E. You. That's the only reason that Barry Shore is here in Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean and sharing with you insights, ideas, things that are beneficial for you, Y-O-U. We come to you around the world through the magic, the mystery, the wondrousness of internet radio. And you're tuned in to K4HD.com. But you can also call in, by the way, if you ever want to, on, and we have people calling all the time, so don't hesitate, 818 area code 570-5443. That's when we're on the air. Don't call in when we're not on the air, when you've downloaded this. And the way to download it and listen again and again, and even more importantly, share with family, friends, and especially people who are not your friends, or you think are not your friends. Those are the ones that are most important to share. 5 shares, please, because we have over 253,879 people listening to us around the world right now. So if we share 5 with each person, we'll get over the million mark, and we will make a difference in the world, because that's what you want to do. So whenever you need to go to, get ready, write this down, memorize it, keep it imprinted upon your memory, BarryShore.com. www.barryshore.com, B as in beautiful, A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com, and you'll find us in podcasts and such, and then you can listen, share, and be of benefit in the world. That's Bob. Everybody wants to be a Bob. Be of benefit. So as is our want, we welcome people around the world. As I said, over 250,000 people listening to us right now. And thank God at least 25,000, sometimes even more than 50,000 people download the podcast and share it with other people. So do it and you'll enjoy it. Now, what we like to do on this show is people have been tuning in for a long time, more than a couple of years now, and listening to what we provide because, again, it's all about you, being the best you possible. So what we'd like to do is tell you in advance that what we work with are things called acronyms. It's part of the book that we are writing called Reframing the Art of Living, because it's our mental attitude. It's our ability to use speech. It's ability to have deeds that are positive, purposeful, powerful, and they make a difference. You make a difference. You can go mad. And that's good in this contest because go mad means go make a difference. So we use acronyms whenever we can. And we talk about things like WWW. Everybody knows or thinks they know what WWW stands for. If you ask anybody, even yourselves, they will have something to do with the internet, doesn't it? Yes, on a factual level. What WWW really stands for, and it makes a difference in your life when you think this way and speak this way, is, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, What a Wonderful World. with, of course, a tip of the hat to Fabulous Satchmo for making that song go viral around the world. WWW, What a Wonderful World. Now, when that is part of your lexicon, that is part of your very thought process, it makes a difference in your mind, in your brain, in your thinking, and therefore in the way you behave and the way you influence other people. Okay, so let's take a look at something here. Very interesting, at least I think it's very interesting. We're going to say hello to people in different parts of the world. We'd like to welcome people from different cities. And I'm smiling because today we have people in two different cities, in two different parts of the world, different countries, different continents even. And the cities both have the same name. And the cities are Geneva, Switzerland, and Geneva, Wisconsin. Now, of course, one is much more well-known than the other, and I hope that you all agree it's Switzerland. So Geneva, Switzerland. Hello, everybody in Geneva, Switzerland. It's a remarkably beautiful and typically Swiss situation in the sense that it's impeccably and, how should we say it, almost to a an nth degree, clean. Yes, because that's part of the Swiss culture. And it's very funny because the guest that we're going to be having today has a lot to do with Switzerland, because Switzerland was for a long time and still has a great influence on the idea of time. Swiss watches, Swiss timepieces were and maybe still are the benchmark of the world in terms of this idea of keeping time, measuring time. Even though time is held by England, the UK, it's called Greenwich Mean Time. That's GMT. You'll see it on any globe or map and things like that. It's all because in Greenwich, England, which is a very small place, that is where the day begins. And, of course, ends. But that's another story for another time. But you'll be well. Our guests will be talking about some of that today on our show. And get ready to welcome that being, because he, she is very, very interesting. But we have a big shout out to people in Switzerland and Geneva. Geneva, Switzerland. Geneva, Wisconsin. Geneva, Switzerland, of course, is right on the Lake Geneva, which is one of the more beautiful vistas that you'll ever have the ability to see. Even if you only see it in pictures, you don't visit. It's truly breathtaking, because not only is the lake itself just fabulously beautiful, but Geneva sits surrounded by the Alps, the Swiss Alps, of course, and primarily Mont Blanc. Yes, the White Mountain. It's called the White Mountain, of course, because it's perpetually covered with snow at the very top. And the Jura Mountains, J-U-R-A. And, of course, the very famous pens that most everybody knows who actually has anything to do with writing instruments, the Mont Blanc pen, has a white cap on it because it's part of the whole Geneva Alps Mont Blanc idea of pristine and unassailable and beautiful and remarkable in every way. Geneva also, I believe, is the headquarters for the United Nations and the Red Cross and a very important banking center. And it's just it's quite lovely and beautiful, mostly French-speaking as opposed to other parts of Switzerland, which have a more German influence. There you have Geneva. So I think the population, if I'm not mistaken, of Geneva is somewhere plus minus 200,000 people. So it's not in any way a large city. It's not inexpensive at all. So people don't necessarily stay there very often when they come to visit and such. And so the base of population is relatively small, as Switzerland is a small country. And they do not welcome necessarily people to come. If I'm not mistaken, even though Switzerland is geographically part of the European Union, and I think they have a delegate at the EU itself, Switzerland is not a signatory to the European Union, which means not anybody can take up residence there. And it was designed to be that way and has been that way for many, many hundreds of years. Geneva itself is a very ancient area. It was founded way before the Romans in the second century of this common era, and even before that, it was populated. But Rome, the Roman influence was there since the year about 150 or so. So it's been a remarkably interesting place for 1800, 1900 years. And then you have Geneva, Wisconsin. Now, Geneva, Wisconsin is a very beautiful small town, and it was named for Geneva, Switzerland, because it sits on a lake. And guess what that lake is called? Yes, you got it, Lake Geneva. but it was named Lake Geneva by the people who founded the particular town, which had some Swiss influence. It's a very southern part of the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a large, beautiful state, and with just thousands and thousands of lakes and rivers and such, and a little bit cold in the winter for my taste, but quite an interesting, beautiful place. And in the area of Geneva, Wisconsin, which has a population just over 4,100, you have a place called Lake Como, C-O-M-O. Now, I mention it because anybody who's been to Switzerland or northern Italy knows that Lake Cuomo, Lake Como, also C-O-M-O, is one of the most spectacularly beautiful, clean, pristine bodies of water in the world. It is a great setting just to be, to breathe, to take in, to feast for the eyes, for the heart, for the mind, for the soul. And there is a Lake Como right in Geneva, Wisconsin, which is on Lake Geneva as well. So it's quite a interesting place. And speaking of interesting, one of the people I just actually did a little bit of a lookup for this because I wanted to see if there are any notable people that came from Geneva, Wisconsin. There are many notable people from Geneva, Switzerland, and we won't mention at the moment, but there was a fellow that was listed who was a state senator for Wisconsin, but he had a great name. And his name was Experience Easterbrook, last name E-S-T-A-B-R-O-O-K, Easterbrook or Estabrook, but his first name was Experience. What a fabulously great name, definitely a 19th century name, Experience. Go try and name your kid Experience today and see if they speak to you after they're 14 or 15 years old. So hello to people in Geneva, Switzerland. Out of the 200,000 people in Geneva, Switzerland, we actually have 1,183 people listening to us right now. And in Geneva, Wisconsin, you ready for this? 622 people. So as a percentage of population, that's huge. So welcome, everybody. It's really nice to have you here. Okay. As we said, we work with acronyms, and what we do is we work in the sense of making things, finding the positive, the purposeful, the powerful inside of words. I also have to give you some warning that your humble host does use four-letter F-U words. So just be aware of that, four-letter F-U words. And one of the reasons I do that is because it's fun. Oh, there it is right away, you see? Fun. F-U. N-N, fun. Now, of course, the skeptics in the audience say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, that's not how I spell fun. I spell it F-U-N. Well, that's how you spell it. I spell it F-U-N-N, capital F-U-N-N. Yes. So it's the idea of having fun, of really doing things differently. Matter of fact, go to your family, go to your friend and tell them F you with a big smile on your face. And you say F U N N, hello, Barry Shore told me that. And it will make them smile and rethink what you're doing, because that's part of the idea of being able to create ideas. Create is a wonderful word which stands for causing, rethinking, enabling all to excel. That's what creating is. Now, I have a dozen, more than that, questions up on the board here, and lots of them are revolving around the same kinds of ideas. So one of them is a general question, how do I come up with all these things, and do these acronyms and ideas and meanings apply because I made them up? And the answer is yes. This is what I do. I wouldn't say made them up in the sense more of finding the powerful, finding the positive. What I do is I invite people to go to the website, please, barryshore.com, and get online, register, get a lot of stuff for free, and send me email and say, hey, Barry Shore, I have an idea for a word and an acronym. I'll give you one right now that I urge you all, in addition to remembering WWW, that you memorize this one, utilize this one, and leverage this one to make a difference in your life. Remember, go mad. Make a difference, not just for other people, for yourself. And the word is smile. Smile. You can't even say the word smile without smiling. Smile is one of the most important ideas, acronyms, concepts that you will ever hear. And it stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. You get out of bed in the morning, that is a miracle. And if you don't feel it and see it and experience it as a miracle, you're missing out on the fun of life. F you, everybody. I say to you, F you. That's the genius. That's the beauty of finding the purposeful, powerful is in every word. So with that, we're going to introduce to you the guest that I'd like to welcome. It's a very ancient he, she, and I say it that way because it's not a he or a she, and I don't want to say it, but you'll hear in just a moment why I hesitate to categorize. Our guest today is Time. T-I-M-E, Time. We're going to spend the rest of the show together speaking about, thinking about working with time. Because it's such a wondrous, beautiful, precious, powerful, and elusive idea. Time. What have you done with your time thus far? If one were to think about it, it might become a little bit depressing. And I don't mean even depressing in the sense that you become saddened by it, but I'm also spent talking about, I don't care if you have a room full of trophies and ribbons and pictures of all the people that you've met and the things that you've accomplished, seemingly. It's really more about what are you doing with your time now and wish to accomplish in the sense that you are dedicating your time, your acumen, your abilities, your positive, powerful, purposeful insights into life, into leveraging time to make it the most valuable possession that you have. Let's make three statements. One statement is that money is less valuable than time. And stated another way, time is more valuable than money. Now, that's just a statement. What's another statement? Second statement is time is fleeting. Very famous Latin phrase, tempus fugit, F-U-G-I-T. Or fug it, for people who don't know. It's another F-U word. It's five letters, so we don't use it. But time is fleeting. We'll discuss it in a little bit. And number three, what is the most valuable use, powerful? What's the most valuable, powerful use of your time? Now, I just want to make mention that whenever I speak about time, and I do with audiences and myself, and right now we have hundreds of thousands of people, and God willing, there'll be millions because you're going to download this and share it with people. Remember, just go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com, and register for the free email newsletter and the strategy and things like that. And you can download this show and many, many others, thank God. But the issue of time is really about this question. It's not so much managing time as utilizing and leveraging. So let me explain. Managing is a very important idea. What happens, though, with managing is that we tend to break it down into small components. So you want to say an idea, I want to accomplish several things today. I want to make sure that I accomplish such and such in business. I want to do certain things with my family. I want to do certain things for myself, etc. So I want to manage my time before I look at my sheet of 24 hours and I know that I'm going to be eating. I know I'm going to be sleeping. How much of that now do I have? What can I do? Where can I put it and such like that? So what happens with that is that the result happens is that time becomes less valuable because now you've made it into a commodity. You've put it into a box. So I urge you to consider thinking about less about managing than leveraging and utilizing time. Simple example. In business, if you ask somebody whether they're the head of a company of 300,000 people or head of a company with three people, and those three people may be that person and the person that looks in the mirror and the person that they want to be. In other words, they do everything. What do you need to accomplish today? And again, I'm talking about somebody who's the head of a company of 300,000 people or three people. Most people, 99.999% of people will put down a list called a to-do list. And they'll have on there anywhere from 5 to 10 items and with little boxes next to them, to do. Those are the things to get done. That's your daily list. Okay, that's fine. You've recognized, you've articulated. What the greatest people will do, and I see greatest in the sense of those who accomplish the most and leverage and utilize their time, will do the following. You will take of the things you need to do and you will prioritize them and find the three most important items that need to be accomplished now. Now, today. In whatever the time slot is, whether it's 15 minutes or next 12 hours, what three things can be and must be done? That's it. Because when you look at a list of 6, 8, 10, 12 things, and even though you're checking them off, what you've not done is you've not prioritized. That's number one. Number two, you've not given weight to different things. And you've not allowed yourself the most important psychological, powerful, positive idea, which is success. Win. You're a winner. And you become a winner when you can accomplish tasks. So it's less about managing and far more about utilizing and leveraging. So many, many people ask that question. We had over 18 people asking almost the same question. So I trust that that's a part of an answer. But let's go back to something that is fundamental for time. Notice, by the way, that the word time and the word emit are the same letters. And the word might, M-I-T-E, is the same letters. So they actually all are related. A mite, if you look it up, M-I-T-E, is a tiny insignificant in the sense of being able to be used by people, bug that oftentimes annoys. That's a mite. Emit is something that comes out of an event or a process. And then time is that which binds both of these. So what you don't want to do is be petty with your time, like a mite. And you do want to be able to have your time emit something that is powerful, positive, and potentially helpful, not just for yourself, but for other beings, because that's why we're here. We're here to be of service. So let's go back now to an acronym. What is TIME? TIME, in my world, stands for Thoughtful Insights Meaningfully Expressed. Thoughtful Insights Meaningfully Expressed. So let's take a look at the first word, thoughtful. What is the most important something that you can do with your time? That's a question. So let's go back to first premise. First premise was a statement. Which is more valuable, money or time? Well, everybody would agree that in theory, time is more valuable. But if you make $10 an hour, your time is less valuable than somebody who makes $1,000 an hour, or somebody who earns or is worth $10,000 an hour, or even think like this, $1,000,000 an hour. That's a lot of money, isn't it? So is that person any more valuable than the person who made $10 an hour? Put it another way. Does the person who earns $1 million for an hour of their time have any more time than the person who makes $10 an hour? In other words, there's still 60 minutes in that same part called time. What do you do with your time? What are you doing with your time? That is really the key. Your time is far more valuable than any amount of money that you could ever earn. How could I make that statement? We just told me, if I can earn $1 million an hour and I can work 5-6 hours a day for 200 days in a year, I'm making $100 million a year. We'll call it even net after taxes. Okay, that's a lot of money, right? Yes, it is. But how about if you were diagnosed with a rare disease and every one of the doctors agreed. You went to 13, 14, 30, it doesn't matter. All agreed the following. It's going to cost you $1 million a day. No, we'll call it $5 million a day, because that's how many hours you're going to work for that $5 million. Cost you $5 million a day and 2 hours of your time of intensive exercises that will be done over the period of 20 minutes each, but over a course of 2 hours. And then you're going to live for an extra year, maybe two. Would you do it? Well, hello. Who would say no? You see, the money is beside the point. Life is far more valuable. Time is far more valuable than any amount of money. But notice what we said here in the conditionings. It wasn't just that the money is going to cost you, let's say, $5 million a day for the medicines, but it needs also 2 hours of your thought, 2 hours of your focus to do exercises. It's not that you'd say, okay, here's the $5 million. I'm glad to give that, but no, I don't want to do 2 hours of exercises in a day. No, that's not for me. You wouldn't do that. Of course you do it, because you're gaining life. That's the whole purpose of utilizing time. So money has very little to do with value when it comes to time. Time is far more valuable than money. That's number one. Number two, time is fleeting. Unlike water or sunshine or air, which are all essential, right? We are not here living very long if we don't have air to breathe. But you can contain air. You can capture it. You can utilize it if need be. Someone needs to be on a respirator. But you can also capture air in a balloon even. Water? Water can certainly be put in a container. You need water to live. We can contain water. Sunshine. Wait a minute. Can you contain sunshine? If you hold out your hand and the sun is shining on it, how do you close your hand around sunshine? Well, you don't have to, because you can eat a piece of broccoli. All right, you don't like broccoli. Have an apple. Because what is an apple? An apple grows on a tree. The tree is what? Earth, water, and sunshine. It's literally sunshine that was stored up and now utilized to produce something. In the case of the broccoli, something green. That's the whole process of manufacturing food from sunshine. But what about time? How can you contain time? The answer is that you cannot, and I will show you how you may be able to. We'll get back to it. But at the moment, time is fleeting. You can't put your hand in the ocean and pull out a bunch of water and hold it in your hand and say, I've got water, because it's just going to flow away. Same thing with time. You cannot capture it per se. Time is fleeting. Now, since time is valuable and powerful, what is the greatest value, the greatest power of your time? What is the most important thing that you can do with your time? So, normally I would do a commercial break here, but I'm not going to, because I want to have us continue in our exploration and hear without any interruption what it is that I'm positing right now. The greatest, most important, most valuable thing that you can do, that any human being can do with their time, is to think. Think. T-H-I-N-K. To think. As I said, for me, the acronym for time is Thoughtful Insights Meaningfully Expressed. And the first word is critical, thoughtful. So the greatest use of time is to think about who you are, where you are, what you are doing, why you're doing it. The great W's of life: who, what, where, when, why, and how. How is a W at the end. To think about who you are involves the following. It involves establishing, recognizing your values. Remember, the name of this show is called The Joy of Living. My name is Barry Shore. You can find a lot of this on barryshore.com. What's the joy of living? It's to be able to use your mind, the most powerful tool that the Creator gave us. And if you don't believe in a Creator, that's fine. However you think you came to being, I can tell you that it didn't just happen. But that will occur to you when you begin to think. Let's take a look at what thinking is, and what the mind is, and what the brain is. Because these are vital elements in understanding that the mental attitude of life is the most important and the most powerful and the most vital when you're talking about vital, being alive. The acquisition of proper mental attitudes, the acquisition of proper mental attitudes, is the reason for being alive. That's the joy of living. So what is THINK? THINK is an acronym that stands for To Harness Insights and Neural Connections. Now, for the sticklers in the audience, say, wait a minute, connections is with a C. Yes, but it has the K sound, so we're going to use the K as the K sound, connections, to harness insights and neural connections. Because what are we using? We're going to be using our brain. So let's talk about the brain for a moment, and then we'll talk about the processing in the brain and the ability to think and how that leads to joy. Because that's the reason we're alive. You are here, and thank God there are dozens and dozens of wonderful questions up on the board right now. How does thinking and joy and living come to be together? Where's that exuberance coming from, Mr. Shore? Well, I say to everybody in the audience, F you. Remember, F you, capital N, capital N, fun. Because it's about integrating into your life what we call the DNA of the soul. The DNA of the body, we know there are four different enzymes and proteins, A, T, C, G. There are four different, in quotation marks, enzymes for the soul, J, H, P, L. Joy, happiness, peace, and love. Let's talk about the brain. The human brain, your brain. Let's just do some basic statistics. The brain in a quotation marks average human being has approximately 100 billion, with a B, 100 billion brain cells. That's a lot of brain cells. That's a lot of computing power. That's a lot of something that, by definition, we're not accessing fully. If you have 100 billion of them, I dare say if we're using a billion sometimes, we're doing well. You might be called a genius. You might be called an Einstein or a Newton. That's the utilization of the brain cell. The fact that we have them is one thing. Utilizing them is different. Now, here's what happens. Those are just brain cells. That's just matter, brain matter. The ability to connect one cell to another is done through something called a synapse. S-Y-N-A-P-S-E-S. Synapses, or a synapse in the singular. So there are many synapses connecting these 100 billion brain cells. As a matter of fact, there is a factor of 1,000. There are over 100 trillion synapses connecting our brain cells. As an example, I am speaking right now, formulating ideas, mentioning them in words, and broadcasting them throughout the world. By the same token, you are listening, processing, and agreeing, not agreeing, but becoming emotionally involved at the same moment. To be able to have those functions, you need 100 plus trillion synapses, and some even say that there are as many as 1,000 trillion. But the numbers are big enough as it is, so let's just leave it. So that's data, 100 billion cells, 100 plus trillion interconnectivity. But you have to have speed also. Speed. The ability for a thought to travel from the mind to a particular limb, that you want to raise your right arm, move your left pinky finger, whatever it is that you want to do consciously. It's not even measurable completely yet. And some posit that it's a thought travels faster than the speed of light. Now, at this particular point, we say nothing is faster than the speed of light, so we'll just leave it. But even if it's as quick as the speed of light, that's what happens in an average human being. You are not a bunch of protoplasm. You are not just a two-legged being. You are not just someone who eats, sleeps, procreates, plays a sport maybe, has a family or friends, smiles, thank God. You are an existential, bountiful, beautiful, immortal being. Now, wait a minute, Mr. Shaw. How can I be immortal when I know that immortality means infinity? And time, by definition, is finite. We might even touch upon that in the next few minutes. But let's go back to who you are. 100 billion brain cells, over 100 trillion interconnecting synapses that are working at the speed of light to transmit information. Now we're going to use all that for what purpose? What powerful, beneficial idea can you bring to the world? What is it that you can do to make a difference? How do you go mad? Remember, this show exists for one reason only. Y-O-U. E-W-E. You. You want to be the best possible you. What do you do if you're stuck in a traffic jam? You're still this amazing, wondrous being with 100 billion cells, brain cells, and 100 trillion synapses firing at the speed of light. What do you do when you're stuck in traffic? What do you think about? How do you utilize this most powerful, enormous, wondrous tool called your mind to think, to harness insights and neural connections? For what purpose? It's a hot day. The air conditioning is not working in the car. You have noisy passengers. You may have just been on the way home from work. You think you have a headache. You're hungry and you're stuck in traffic. Are you now reduced to a lower state than you were when you were well-fed, you had some peace and quiet, you weren't stuck in a traffic jam in an air-conditioned place? Why should there be a difference? Everything is dependent upon your proper mental attitude. That's the beauty. That's the joy of living. The genius of time. Thoughtful insights meaningfully expressed. So here's something really to chew on and to think about. Think and internalize and digest and live with the attainment of the transcendence of time and space in the awareness that everything, every situation is a spark of divinity. Everything has a spark of divinity, is a principal cause for joy. I'll repeat, the attainment of the transcendence of time and space and the awareness that everything is in its essence divinity is a principal cause for joy. So now, F you, everybody. Are we having fun? I hope so. Because we're talking about seeing miracles in life every day. And if that's not a wow, which I'm sure you've all said, wow, what does wow stand for? Words of wisdom. Not that Barry Shore is giving you words of wisdom, even though he is. He's bringing you words of wisdom that he thinks about, that he reads about, that he interacts with great people to fashion and shape and mold and, again, internalize so that you can create cause, rethinking, enabling all to excel. One of the greatest ways of doing this is to enter into the realm of gratitude. Gratitude is the most powerful, purposeful, positive attribute that you can ever acquire. And I mean deep gratitude. And the way to express gratitude is so simple. It's just so easy. And oftentimes we forget to do it often enough. And that is to thank people, to say thank you, to use your mind to think about who you are, where you are, why you are, what you're doing, and how you're going to go about utilizing and leveraging what you have. Because what you have is so beautiful, is so wonderful, is so dynamic, is so positive and powerful and purposeful that you, Y-O-U, E-W-E, the whole world exists and was created just for you. Say thank you. We've discussed it a number of times on the show. If you want to become a human being, then teach yourself to say thank you consciously 7 times per day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, year in and year out, for as long as you live. Keep a journal if you can. Yes, you can do it the right way. I say right, the best way, which is pen and paper, pencil and paper. You can also do it on your phone. Do it in any mechanism that you have, as long as you keep track of it and make sure that it's done 7 times a day consciously. Because when you do that, you not only change you, you, Y-O-U, E-W-E, by definition, you're changing the world because you are the world. Now, you want to become a professional? A professional gratituder? I made that up, gratituder. 15 times a day. Don't jump there yet. Start with 7. 15 times a day, consciously. That's the place to be. And then when you really want to live, enjoy daily, you'll make the leap. 26 times a day, consciously. Thank you. Thank you. You can say thank you to the Lord. You say thank you to the person who opened the door for you. Thank you to the person who cut you off on the freeway. You ready for that? Thank you when you get up at midnight and you stub your toe against the table. Ah, thank you. Thank you. What comes out from your mouth originated in your mind. In those 100 billion brain cells with 100 trillion synapses firing at the speed of light, causing you to be able to think, to harness insights and neural connections, to be an engine of goodness in the world, a channel of goodness, to be the best you possible. There's nothing more important in this life than being the best you. Go to BarryShore.com. Share, share, share with at least 5 people. Tell your family and friends, F you, everybody. And my blessing to you is go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.